You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
By Har Sinai, so now they were privileged to be given a title. Hashem called them, "You are my Am Segula, your nation of Segula." And Segula means? Segula, now what is Segula? Montachab, Hasege Barov. Montachab, special, unique, selected. So now there's an insight as far as what this term is all about. The Am Segula, also you can read as Segol. Segol is one of the vows. Has three dots. So Hashem said, "You are my Am Segol." And Hashem meant
for standing on some object, you need three legs. Maybe you are stable.
Three legs is kind of shaky. Four is better.
Abraham,
Yaakov, beautiful, very nice. So let's do an experiment. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So now, make a circle around your segol. What do you get? Like, put a circle around it.
Happy face.
Face. Face. I mean, we get to the happy way. Good?
Yes.
So what is this face represent?
The eyes and the mouth.
No, don't go too deep. Don't go too deep. So you have the segol. You made the face out of it. So what does this face represent?
The two eyes and the mouth.
Beautiful. Very nice. So you have the segol. You have two eyes and a little bit of your mouth. So now here, we learn that Ribono Shel Olam had the purpose to call us Am Segula. Say, "You are my Segol." What does it mean? That means your eyes is always positive. He looks at things in a positive way. Your mouth always is speak positive.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Talks Amen. Negative about anybody.
Amen.
The eyes only sees whatever that he's supposed to see, he's Amen. Permitted to see, and always give benefit of doubt to other people. And his mouth only praises Ribono Shel Olam. As Ribono Shel Olam praises us, he says, "Am zu yasarti li teilati yisaperu." Ribono Shel Olam is so proud of us. That this nation, their expertise only to give cha-cha every day. All day they do cha-cha for me, they sing for me. And they cannot stop praising me. That's all they do all the day. They don't talk about nobody else. Nobody at all. Only they praise me all day. That's what the Am Segula is all about.
Even
look at it,
when you don't open the mouth too much,
The segol is a little bit in mouth. It's not too big a mouth. It's only a dot, you know. Because Persian HaKodesh, they say, you know, sometimes the people, they speak, they over speak. They say, maybe he had some pigeon for the morning breakfast.
Sometimes they eat the whole thing, not only the head.
The whole thing. Happened to be an interesting story about a gentleman that came to his Rav, the Admor HaKadosh. Said, "Kibbutz Arab, I don't know what to do. My head just doesn't stop thinking. I think about this, I think about that, I don't know what to do. You know, you just... all day. He thinks about, I'm worried, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going to happen. So Admor said, you know, you go to Rav Zusha, he's my Talmid, he's going to tell you what to do. So where do I have to go? He said, go to the city, Rav Zusha, everybody knows about him. You go there, and he tells you what to do. So you listen to your Admor, to your Rav. So he arranged the trip, and goes to the city that Rav Zusha lived, and asks for Rav Zusha. And they tell him where he lives. He goes to his house, waits. Nobody opens the door. Again, knocks on the door, doesn't open the door. So what do you do after you knock and nobody opens the door? What do you do? You bang. Yeah, you bang on the door. And then when the banging doesn't work, you use other part of the body.
Leg.
Yeah, no. No, you came all the way to see Rav Zusha, and then it doesn't open. So he waits and waits and waits and waits. Nothing. Goes back to the Admor and says, give that up. I went there, I waited, knocked, banged, and other things I did, but didn't open the door. So that's it. So what do you mean that's it? So, you know, that's what, you know, Rav Zusha taught you. So what did he teach me? He said, Rav Zusha told you that if you don't want to open the door, you're the balabait. You don't open the door. This up here, if you don't open the door, the thoughts is not going to come to your head. So when you open it, it's going to come because you're a balabait. But if you're not a balabait, so then everybody goes in. So don't think and don't even have a second thought that negative thought comes to your head. No, 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 it doesn't work. You bring the negative thoughts to your head. That's what happens to you. But here, there's a system in a Jewish mentality, and that is that we learn that if you fill up your head with something positive, something holy, nothing comes near. But if you keep it empty, then you know what's going to happen? Nechashim ve'aqrabim. You have snakes and scorpion in your head constantly. You will have distorted and destructive mind. And not only that, then your head is going to smell like Hormuz Sabzi from 1 mile away. That's what's going to happen to you. So now here, the message is very powerful, and that is, Yosef brothers, they decreed Yosef to death. Why?
Jealousy.
There's no such a thing in Shulchan Aruch.
Dream.
So what? So you have a dream, you kill somebody, it has a dream? There's no such a thing.
Yeah, dream about them.
So what? So if you have dream about Reuven, then Chas v'Shalom, he's Chayav Mita, he's decreed to death. What can the law decree for him?
No, they look at him as a negative person, like yourself. That's why they want to kill
him. So what? People live a custom in Purim. You kill him? They look like a donkey, you look like a monkey, like a lion. You kill him, so what? Where did he get this idea from?
From the scorpion and the Nahashim, the devil in their head.
Now, where is their evidence? Where do they have the evidence? So now here, the Talmud is teaching us. They said, "Hamaloch timloch aleinu." You want to rule over us? So what do they mean?
They said, because all day you're thinking about to become the king and rule over Yehuda,
you're Rodef. You're chasing after the king, so you chadav mita. Good. But here the point here is they meant because you think about it, you dreamt about it. So what does that mean?
If you learn to think only about good things, so all day you're gonna be
happy.
Even you go to dream, you're gonna think about that thing.
But the problem here is all day you think about negative. All day you are hopeless. All day you say, Nadanam Kari. So you know what's going to happen? So that's what's going to happen. So here the story is teaching us, if you learn to think and think about, Baba Shem, talk to you, Bona Sholam. Not negative. Talk. Talk. You're walking, you're driving, you're riding on the bike. Talk to you, Bona Sholam. So say, Bona Sholam, do you have some time I can talk to you? Ask him. Say, no, I'd like to do some dardedel. Talk to him. Learn to talk to Ribono Sholam. That's what the Am Segula is. Your eyes, your mouth.
Talk positive. Talk happy. Talk
good things about other people. That's how we were selected. We have two more days. I'm Segula. You have to stand at Mamad Har Sinai the way you're selected. You have to adjust and align the way you look at things. Your perspective has to change. You cannot stay the way, the same way that you know you went through all your life. Change it. Change the way you speak. You want to do dadadel? Don't do it to other people. Do it to Ribono Shel Olam. Tell Ribono Shel Olam, I have a problem. I need help. Help me. Ask Hashem, why you go to people, to this, why? Why? You know what the side effect Hashem Shalom is going to have? Talk to Ribono Shel Olam.
And he's the one who fixes it.
He's the one that can help you. That he's the only one that can help you. But that's the only way you can get help. People, they cannot help you. Go to Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the Am Segula is all about. Don't forget, Rav Zusha is teaching us, if you don't want to open the door, you're the balabayit. Nobody, you know, anybody that comes to the door, you're not going to open it. You in charge. And learn to be in charge of your head. Don't let these snakes and scorpions go to your head. Put good things in your head. Happy matters. Listen to happy music. So what is the Kol HaNeshama Radio is all for? Listen to good music, happy music, Kaddush music. Start dancing. It's very interesting. You know, in Hebrew term, we have Rikud. You know what Rikud means? Dancing. And we have also Meraket. We have Melacha in Shabbat is Leraket. You know what Meraket means? Don't know what it means? Sift. Alak. It's a very beautiful term that in Hebrew, dancing and sifting is the same term. What does it mean? When you dance, you sift things. Dancing is a part of the meditation. Start dancing. Put a good music. Dance. You see, all these negative things, you have to be alak. Make it alak. Get it out of your system.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.